Do we have any founding members here this morning? Raise your hand if you are a founding member of St. Michael's. We have a couple of members who are founding. We had a couple at 8 o'clock as well. I've come to think of the people who are founding members at St. Michael's as our grandparents of the covenant, as you know, we are your children's children of the faith here at St. Michael's. And if you look around at 8 o'clock and at 10:30, you'll see a lot of new faces, which is what it must have looked like forever ago, back in the beginning of St. Michael's. So I want to focus on a line in our psalm this morning that seems musical on the tongue. It's on page 6 in your bulletin, and it's the line that reads, "But the Lord's faithful love is from forever ago to forever from now for those who honor him." Isn't that a lovely way to talk about the past and the present? But the Lord's faithful love is from forever ago to forever from now. So I want to go back to a forever ago time. Let's pick a date. Oh, let's say 1947. World War II is finally over, and peace treaties have been signed between the World War II allies and Italy, Hungary, Romania, Bulgaria, and Finland. The proceedings of the U.S. Congress are televised for the first time. President Harry Truman delivers the first televised White House address, and Sunday's Meet the Press makes its television debut. Jackie Robinson signs with the Brooklyn Dodgers. The movie Miracle on 34th Street opens in theaters, and the House Un-American Activities Committee launches its Red Scare in Hollywood. And Marlon Brando stars in A Streetcar Named Desire on Broadway. Princess Elizabeth of the House of Windsor marries the Duke of Edinburgh in Westminster Abbey. The world's first digital computer is turned on, and the first commercial microwave oven is produced. Captain Chuck Yeager will be the first to fly faster than the speed of sound. Cambridge University in the UK, where I studied theology, begins to admit women as full students. The Dead Sea Scrolls are discovered hidden in clay jars in a cave in a desert valley or wadi in what we now call the West Bank of Jerusalem. Now imagine you've just returned home from World War II, and you've started a family, and you've decided to try out that new church. It's a small mission, really, at the caddy shack of the Renmore Golf Club. To get there, you drive down a dirt road where there are no streetlights, and everyone is very excited about this new mission God is calling into being in the boom town of Grosse Pointe Woods. These are busy times for this mission, as groups are formed and plans made to honor a forever from now kind of commitment to God. And before you know it, it's 1954, and what with the post-war baby boom, the church moves to 5 acres, which were originally part of the old Cook Farm. After several successful building programs, by 1961, the final footprint of the building is dedicated. The church office is located directly off the door to the parking lot. 4 bells from the Netherlands are installed in the new bell tower. A St. Francis of Assisi statue will grace the new courtyard garden off the church and kitchen. And 20 years after that, a memorial garden will be consecrated for members and loved ones who have died. In 1974, the first curate will be called Reverend Hurley. In 1976, a second curate will be called Reverend Hayden. It is a fact of life that over the years, many things will change and many things will stay the same. People will go, like the many secretaries we've been blessed with over the years, with most recently our beloved secretary of many years, Mary Gage. Beloved members whom we sat next to in the pews or shared a cup of tea or coffee with and grew to love as family will have crossed the veil of eternity in their own victory over death through the power of Jesus' name. The Book of Common Prayer will be revised and revised yet again. A new Episcopal Church hymnal will be introduced, and then another, and another, and another. PECUSA, P-E-C-U-S-A, or the Protestant Episcopal Church in the United States of America, will come to be known simply as TEC, T-E-C, or the Episcopal Church. Through all these changes, our ancestors in God's house honored God through their many words and actions, and they did so through a faithful love and hope for a forever from now people, you and me. Do our words and actions do the same? When God fills the core of our very being and affects how we think or act or speak, we honor God in the living of our lives. And we create a cornerstone of love and hope for our own forever from now people. When God does not fill the core of our very being, and we let something else fill us, like a critical voice or hurtful gossip, when we lie or we are always angry, or we show a resistance to God's grace, these things will in turn come to affect how we think or act or speak in the long run. And because we are too full for anything else, we won't have room for God's grace to enter in. That forever ago day when St. Michael's was first formed, I think they knew they were building a solid foundation for a forever from now kind of people. So they left room for God's grace to fill them up and to carry their legacy to our present day. Now, times have changed since 1947. The road is paved, and we've got street lights to light our way home. Queen Elizabeth celebrated her Diamond Jubilee just this year. We use computers the size of a watch and have sent the rover to Mars. The Encyclopedia Britannica discontinued its print edition this year. And the God particle has been discovered at the Large Hadron Collider in France. These are also busy times for our church, as new relationships are formed and plans made to honor a forever from now kind of commitment to God for the next 60 years. Staffing changes, like Pam Moffat, our new church administrator, or Stan, our talented organist, and Maggie, our faith-filled choir director, are made to happen with a grace that only comes from God. The church office is again located directly off the door to the parking lot. We hold an annual St. Francis of Assisi Blessing of the Animals service in the front yard of the church, right outside those front doors. We continue to honor the loved ones in our memorial garden with new landscaping and benches for sitting. And three forever from now bronze plaques will be going up to remember the names and dates of our loved ones who have gone before. And we have now called a curate, Sean LeDuc, to serve with us. So let me ask you, what legacy will you leave for the forever from now people who will follow you? For in the words of Jacob in today's reading, this sacred place is awesome. It's none other than God's house and the entrance to heaven. Let us all be mindful of the power inherent in God's grace. And may we come to trust in the benevolence and presence of God to guide and to lead us, as we too help to create a strong and healthy future for this sacred place. And may all God's people say, Amen. Amen.